They represented the face of God, the presence of God, that God would provide. But it also meant that God was present. So now, if the showbread was there to show that God was present, the showbread would sit there for 7 days. After 7 days, they'd bake seven fresh loaves and replace those seven with the freshly baked 12. After 7 days, they put 12 fresh loaves of bread after 7 days, and then the priest would eat the showbread, because it is suggested that the face of God was in that bread. And when they ate that bread, that they were communing with God. It is suggested that it was the words of Jesus's prayer in the Old Testament: give us this day our daily bread. But here, my brothers and sisters, our purpose in today's time, as was the showbread, is to show forth God's presence and provision in our lives. Whatever we go through, whatever we deal with, it shows that God is present with us and that God provides for us. So if God is present with us, it means there's nothing that we go through He doesn't see. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand. God sees it all. He knows it all. He's in control of it all. And then when He knows that we can't handle anymore, He steps in and provides whatever it is we need, so that in the end, when this process is over, God, listen, gets the glory. We get the good. God wants us to understand that is the purpose for our lives. Stop thinking that it's supposed to be heaven here. That's not what it's all about. And so when Paul says, "And we know," he said, "We ain't no baby Christians here. We used to trouble. We understand trouble. We know every day we got to deal with some form of trouble. But we know at the end of the day, it's going to work out for our good." And what comfort more to have as you go through each day, through each trial, each situation, every circumstance, that God is permitting it to show you before the world that you are somebody, you belong to God, God's very presence and His power will provide for you, so that when you come through, you will come through as pure gold.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Of Jesus Christ House of Prayer.
Come on.
1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Under the dynamic leadership of Bishop Annie Marbury. Please join us now for a sermon already in progress.
Like going home. The trials come. The trials come on every hand. I feel like going home.
Come on, saints. Do you feel like it, or are you feeling like rock?
I feel like going home. I feel like going home.
Come on, saints.
The trials come. On every hand, I feel like going home.
Come on. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God, as we sing this song, and Father, there's many in here this week. But Father, right now, I ask the Lord as we repeat the words, let the weak say I'm strong. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be before the people one more time. And we, God, we decrease that you may increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Help us so careful to give you your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. If you do it, would. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the book of Revelation tonight. Third chapter. I'm going to do a little reading here. We'll go from there. The book of Revelation was written by the Apostle John. We're starting at the first verse there, Revelation 3rd chapter. And the angel of the Lord, church in Sardis, write, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. He said, I know thy works, and thou hast a name, and thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Who's this letter written to, saints? To a church. Where? In Sardis. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If, therefore, thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. That's white clothing. I will not blot out his name or her name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Run on to the Philadelphia church. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things. Say, he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opened and no man shut it and no man opened. He goes on to say, I know thy works before I have set. Behold, I have set before me thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and has kept my word, and has not denied my name. Behold, I will make them the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them that dwelleth upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church at Laodicea, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness. Beginning of the creation of God, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have no need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, and thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, and that's to someone here tonight, saints. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. God, we ask the Lord that we send it that it may heal, that it may convict. And Father, right now we ask you to loose the angels in heaven that they may come and take over this service as your word go forth. God, let someone here tonight be convicted. God, let someone repent tonight. Let someone turn himself in tonight. Father, we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give God a hand clap. You know, we look at some situations here. A shepherd cannot be blind. Praise God. Let's give honor to give Ella Mosey a hand. Pressing his way all the way from Alexandria to be with us tonight. But you know, folks, the devil is good in doing his job. What we're trying to tell and send a word to the church tonight, that the church is not doing what it has been told to do. How many knows that the vow, we on a mission, and we shouldn't let the enemy come in and take over our camp. And I see the saints getting weak, and it is time that we need to strengthen ourselves. One of the greatest ways to strengthen yourselves with the word and begin to say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. Come on, say it together. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Well, we're gonna go from there. We're gonna look at the church today. First of all, when God created this church there on the day of Pentecost, The Bible tells me that Peter took charge of that situation. In fact, God had given Peter the keys to the kingdom of God. And how many knows what the keys to the kingdom of God? That he would preach the first apostolic message on that day of Pentecost and give the people the keys to the door of the kingdom by telling them that they needed the Holy Ghost. And the Bible tells me that the Holy Ghost fell on every one of them, that 120 in that room, and they received the Holy Ghost, and they said they received it with fire, and there was chariots of fire on each one of them's head. Peter began to preach that message to the people, to the outsiders that came in. And the Bible tells me that that all 120 of those folks was filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in another language. Do you hear what we're saying here tonight? What is that Holy Ghost? And the Bible says when it gets in this body and you have the evidence coming from the outside that you're speaking in another language, you are in the kingdom of God. There ain't one thing left for you to do after that is you're going to have to go down in Jesus' name. You must be born again of the water and the Spirit. The only way you can, now even Jesus, he was our example, because the Bible, before he even started his ministry, he wanted to be baptized. Jesus will never tell you to do something that he won't do. Even John the Baptist said, I ain't no way I can do that. I ain't even good enough to even unlatch the shoes on your feet. But Jesus told him, you suffer, you do what I say do. Suffer done. I must do this. It's good. God said in the words, he says, I ain't going to tell you to do something I won't do. And Jesus took up, and that's why he's telling us to take up our cross and follow him. He told the disciples, and that's what we are, take up your cross and follow me. Sometimes I see the saints when before they get promotion, and that's what God wants you, before you can go out of the first grade into the second grade or the seventh grade out of the eighth grade, normally you have to pass a series of tests. Everybody has their mind on being the apostle, or being this, or the pastor. Are you ready to pay the price for this? That's my question for you tonight. The Bible says to some much is given, but you also much is required out of you. Sometimes, even being a pastor, and especially a bishop, you go through so many things. And you can't explain it to nobody because you're out there by yourself. But I'm telling you tonight, I see some of the saints is getting, that look like they got some burdens that they're carrying, and tonight is we're going to get them off of you tonight. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie tonight. But we look at the church. Jesus spoke, and he saw this coming that we are in right now. And he began to speak. There will be wars, and there will be rumors of wars. And we can only look at the TV every day and see rumors of wars and rumors of wars. We look over in Jerusalem what has happened even yesterday. While they were having the Passover, the day before yesterday with the Passover, how they began to kill, and the killing is still going on right at this moment over there. But the Bible says, and we're looking also at Afghanistan, after all we dropped all them tons of bombs on, but what did you see happen? They also had an earthquake. Do y'all hear what we're saying? Can I take my time tonight? Well, Peter, I think we read it tonight about this earth again is going to pass away. And to me, we look and see that one over that happened over there in Afghanistan. So many bombs and things of this nature, even those were nothing to atomic bomb. But had to react, something else came after an earthquake. Is that right? Now, if we look in the word and we begin to study that word, the Bible says wars and rumors of wars, but he said don't worry just yet. But it's getting bad to the point that we everybody now has some nuclear weapons, to enough of powers that I don't think this world will exist once everybody leaves what they had. And that's what the United States knows that. But we see what was going on in Jerusalem today. And God is that's the adversary there against God's people. The Muslims, we have to go, we can take that all the way back to the Old Testament, saints. That warfare, I want to go deep in that tonight. We can go that route too tonight. It goes back all the way back into the Old Testament. But the point is, one forces are evil and the other one is good. But the point is, we're going to have to turn out and see where we can get the evil out of the church. Do you hear what we're saying? We're not worried about that. The Bible says he gave us the Holy Ghost to lead us and to guide us into all truths. He gave us the Holy Ghost that it would convict us when we are in sin. But I see people now, they can walk around and sin and don't even blink eye. And the Bible called those folks cold-hearted. So we're trying to tell you to take a look and examine yourself tonight, saints. Because God wants to help you tonight. God wants to redeem you tonight and put you back on track. I thank God today because I came down here. The church was dirty and everything, but I see it was cleaned up. But I won't go before the Lord, go before people unless I went before the God. But I was just like old days today. I walked around this church in the spirit, anointing the pews and anointing the building and speaking in tongues. And I tell you, the Lord just really, it did something for me. It took a load off because I was carrying a load on my back that I had to give it to the Lord. And that's the thing that we're trying to tell you. If there's a load that's too heavy, you can go take it to the Lord and he'll take it off. Can the church say amen here tonight? Well, that's what I want to do. We want to be a service to God's people tonight. God wants to deliver somebody here tonight. And he wants to bless somebody here tonight. The thing about it, the ticket to heaven is the Holy Ghost. Can the church say amen? Well, I'm saying this because somebody in here don't know that. The Bible said the same spirit that raised him from the dead is the same spirit that's going to get you out of those graves if you're dead, or is going to get you off the ground when he come back. It's going to take the Holy Ghost. You can't have no Holy Ghost if you ain't spoken in 6 months. That ain't going. You ain't got nothing in you to get you off the ground. Can the church say amen? I'm just bringing it to you real easy and slow tonight so that you can dissolve to let you know that you're going to have a prayer life. See, Jesus prepared himself that night in the Garden of Gethsemane. But the brothers, and they had been all night walking and carrying on and ate a good meal that night. And Jesus told them to go out and watch and pray. Help me pray. The Bible said Jesus was praying till the drips of sweat coming out of him looked like blood. Jesus was toiling because he had to carry that cross for me, you, and you, and you. But that's where flesh, that's what we're trying to tell you tonight. You're going to have to crucify your flesh. That's why Jesus said you have the power to become sons of God. This church should be so anointed that when people come in here and their blind eyes would be open. How many said, the Bible said the church is supposed to be doing these things. How many knows that even I was on the ministry that there was a copycat of Paul, but the Bible says Paul was so anointed that he could give handkerchiefs. The handkerchiefs, and they would heal the people. Brother Terrell, I was in that ministry. He's a Sabbath keeper too. And he would sweat. He would bring 100. He would tell you to bring all kind of handkerchiefs at his crusades. And but he would give out handkerchiefs that had came from maybe a crusade in Arkansas, Atlanta. And these things, the saints live by those handkerchiefs. They would put them on the steering wheels, and they would do things to them. But Paul had the same type of ministry. The Bible says even when he couldn't get to the people, that they would lay there. It was either him or Peter. Y'all can get me to get it right. But they were so anointed saints that they could lay the sick in the street, and the pastor could just walk by. The man of God could just walk by, and the shadow. That was Peter. Peter's shadow was so holy that it would anoint him, would just get people up out of the or off the ground that was laid there sick. So we're trying to tell you that we haven't arrived, saints. The bottom line, we have not arrived. We have the same Holy Ghost that Peter and John and Paul and all of those folks had. But we just don't keep, ours up to date. It's just like your automobile. If you don't come down and tune it up, it ain't going to run right. I see I do have a few saints that I know they're going to come down and tune up every 2 or 3 days. I was down here last night. I seen this missionary shepherd. I happened to go out my office, but I heard her in here, bombarding heaven, speaking in tongues. You can come down here some days and you'll find her here. Sometime she's going to come before and get what she need to get to keep herself together. And that's what the saints of God have. You can make your closet. You can make your bedroom. But you're going to have to get back and reach the pimp. You're going to have to reach the throne every day, saints. That's what I'm trying to tell the church tonight. If you want to see miracles, signs, and wonders in this church, that's what we're going to have to do. But I'm going to tell you tonight that this is a night that we're going to overcome if you want to. I want to know if there's someone here that needs the Holy Ghost. Come on up here. If there's somebody, whatever your need, I want you to come on up here. God's going to give it to you tonight if you'll come in faith. You want to intercede for some loved one tonight, come on up and get in line tonight. How many knows that there was a centurion? The centurion had a lot of faith. Man of authority came to Jesus and told him that
he's here.
He had a servant, I believe it was, that was well, very sick.
He's here.
Want to know if he would heal him. And Jesus told him, I'll come. I'll go. Yeah, no problem. But Jesus said, the centurion says, no, I don't want you to go. If you'll just send the word. And Jesus would marvel at that. This man had that type of faith. He knew him what he was, that he was a man of God that could not fail. And that's what we want tonight. I want you to come up believing God can do this to you tonight. Bishop Marbury can't heal a flea with a headache. But God can. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is in this place. He is here.
We say, He is here. Have to break.